Welcome to the Soulful Purpose Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping women discover and pursue their purpose. Join us as we share tips on overcoming limiting beliefs and empower you to reach your full potential and start living the life you were created for. Now, please welcome your host, LaWanda Hill.
Hello, my name is LaWanda Hill, and today I want to talk to you about five reasons why it's important for you to live a life with purpose. Have you ever thought about what your life purpose is? Have you ever considered what that may look like for you? It doesn't matter whether or not you are young or midlife or older. That doesn't matter. Finding your life purpose is essential. It is very, very, very important. And oftentimes, there are so many people that neglect or fail to discover and pursue what their life purpose is. You know, trying to figure out what they're here for. What am I supposed to be doing? Why was I created? Why am I born? What am I here for? What am I here for? Then you have those that succeed in discovering and pursuing their life purpose. They know exactly the reason why they were born. They are aware of their goals and they allow nothing to distract them. And so did you know that those who know their life purpose, they live more meaningful lives. They know the reason why they're here. They know what it is that they need to be doing. They know exactly where they come from. They know where they're going. And those who know their life purpose, they tend to live a more meaningful life, full of joy, full of gratitude, full of appreciation. They live and experience life to its fullest. And so when we do that, it's simply honoring, you know, our life, honoring our calling. And that's one of the greatest gifts that we can give ourselves. And so when you think about it, what's the science of discovering our purpose? Like, there are so many people that have this strong sense of purpose and they live longer. They have healthier hearts. They are psychologically resilient, you know, in addition to the effects on moods and motivation. Them discovering their life purpose allows them to have this drive that allows them to not quit, to not give up, to not throw in the towel. And so according to Dr. Patricia Ball of Rush University, a strong sense of life purpose is linked to a lower risk of stroke. It's also linked to lower rate of cardiovascular diseases. And so with that being said, a strong feeling of being purpose-centered is critical. It's critical for developing biological grit. It's critical for resilience. It's critical for life in general. And having this sense of purpose in life is a tremendous tool for improving the quality of life and reducing the burden of various chronic mental and medical diseases. So how hard is it to discover our purpose? How hard is it to pursue our purpose? The purpose could be very straightforward. It could be not so complicated, not so challenging, but that doesn't mean it's always easy to find. A lot of times we think if it's hard to find, then it must be challenging. It must be hard. It must be complicated. But one of the greatest obstacles that prevents us and places that gap between us discovering and pursuing our purpose is the way we behave and what it is that we want, right? We yearn for a meaning and meaningful life, but we spend our days thinking and acting in ways that contradict the way we pursue or the way we achieve the goals, our purpose. And so part of the reason for this is chasm. Like it's that we think of purpose as something that we stumble upon. But we have to search, we have to look, we have to pursue. We don't take the initiative to step out of our comfort zones and find our purpose, or discover our purpose rather. And the thing is the goal is not something that occurs to us, right? It is just not something that we come to find important sometimes. And so the challenge for us in discovering a way to educate ourselves and the people around us, right? That's the challenge. We have to find a way to do that. We need to educate ourselves on how to tailor a way of life that includes finding our purpose in everyday activities, the things that we do, things that we enjoy in life, right? Not only that, being patient, making objectives and enjoying life by appreciating the small things, the small and the tiny victories, the small triumphs along the way. And so when we do that, what happens when we find our discover and pursue our purpose in life while living with a sense of purpose, let me be honest, it just may not guarantee a perfect life, right? It does foster, right, a desire to be a part of something bigger than who we are, meaning you want to be a part of movements that make positive differences in the world and leaving a lasting legacy for future generations, right? It doesn't matter if you are called or not, or if you call it faith, or if you call it awareness, or whatever you choose to call it. This sense of anchor allows you to navigate through life, right? It's simply because you can imagine your existence on this planet as something specific. You're here for a specific reason. You're here for a specific purpose. And here are some of the things you'll discover once you discover your purpose, right? Number one, despite the uncertainty, you gain clarity about the future. Uncertainty will always be present in life, always. However, it is at these moments that we either discover our potential or let opportunities pass us by. Simple as that. We have to understand that a life that's lived with purpose recognizes uncertainty as a means to accomplish something greater, something bigger, something brighter, right? It encourages us to approach life with genuine amazement and curiosity rather than anxiety and pessimism, right? Number two is you'll notice positive habits, right? When you live a happier life, you're better off and you're better able to cope with stress using healthy mechanisms, right? People with a higher sense of meaning may be more willing to look after themselves because they believe their lives are more important. They believe that they have something to live for. So once you discover your meaning and your mission in life, right, you'll want to preserve it longer. You wanna live longer. Naturally, you'll develop positive habits, which entails more great exercise, meditation, being mindful, being more aware, and a reduction in perhaps drinking or smoking or other harmful behaviors that jeopardize our way of living, our health, our safety when it comes to our bodies. Number three is by empowering others, right? You assist them in achieving their goals. Like having a mission allows you to identify your strengths. It allows you to make more decisions and to be willing to serve, right, your community. Also, you be more willing to contribute, right? And not only that, you'll also be inspired, right, to inspire others and to possibly influence them to discover their purpose, right? It's like you become that tool that can be used, right, to help someone else, to build someone else, to encourage someone else to discover and pursue their purpose, right? So it's essential to know that it is nearly impossible to empower others if you lack self-awareness, if you lack clarity, right? Even if you have the talents to help others, living an unplanned life, living a life that is not full of purpose can sometimes, you know, cause us to cast a cloud of gloom over us, over our own lives, right? And this obstructs our ability to help others, to help them to progress. It's that simple. And so number four, you'll feel better physically and mentally. Yes, your mental well-being is just as vital as your physical well-being. Right? If you don't know what you want or who you are, you won't contribute any good to your brain or your overall well-being, right? Lastly, you'll live a lifestyle that you don't want. You'll be unhappy with the life that you're living, right? You might lead to, this could lead to, you know, serious mental or health issues, right? Because why? Oftentimes when we are not aware of what it is that we need to do, it could put us into a place of oppression or depression, right? Cause us to be worry, cause us to be impatient, right? Leading unwanted life. That's simply what it does. And so once we discover our purpose, and the path is so much clearer to us. It's so much clearer. You'll feel better physically. You'll feel better mentally. And despite of the roadblocks, you've already trained yourself to be resilient. You've already trained yourself to get on the path and to stay there. Why? Because you know exactly where it is you're going. And number five, you'll always practice gratitude in your life. Right? Surprisingly, living a meaningful life encourages you to be grateful. It encourages you to be appreciative, right? When thankfulness takes precedence over your wants and your desires, you're more likely to live entirely in the now. You'll be manifesting the good. You'll be appreciating everything that you have, right? When you live a purposeful life, you see the difference between needs and wants, and you make a daily effort to focus on what it is that you have rather than what it is that you don't have, right? That's where your focus is, right? Or if you want something, you won't be hard. It won't be hard for you to manifest, right? When you live with a goal in mind, you work toward that goal. Your work will naturally gravitate toward solving those issues. And that's what this is all about. So when we're living with a feeling of purpose, it helps us to overcome low self-esteem. When we shift our perspective on how adversity affects us, right? We're confident. Our confidence grows, right? And we feel capable of dealing with setbacks. So here is the thing. When you're out of sync, you miss out. You must be clear on how you want to live your life and what it is that you want your life to look like. You'll know you have a purpose when you're excited to wake up each and every day. Remember, only those resilient and willing to step out of their comfort zones will know what they want in life. And that's when they'll discover and pursue their purpose. So, if you want to discover and pursue your purpose, check out my site at lawandahill.com. I would love to help you get to your next level in life. I would love to help you gain the clarity you need. I would love to help you pursue your dreams and discover what it is to be you. Truly, truly you. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. This was the Soulful Purpose Podcast with Lawanda Hill. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback. Until next time, remember, you've got this, girl.